Mama, what you want, or you can call Avalon HR because they're what you want.
There you go.
Good morning and welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning, 850-437-1620. Thanks for texting in. I'm going to respond to a couple of our texts here that are rolling over from our experts on the panel. We are moving along with the panel this morning, so if you'd like to ask Chip Wood a question, you can text in 437-1620. And of course, we have Chip Wood with us from Avalon HR. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing. So if you're interested in getting your business moving along, taking some things off your plate. What is the expression? There's a couple. Is it too much on my plate or too many plates spinning in the air? Are those two of the expressions?
Yeah, but, okay. But it's usually, well, both actually. Too many plates spinning in the air means you've got more things going on than you really know what to do.
Yeah.
And one of those plates gets out of sequence, and now you've got other issues you got to deal with, meaning the IRS. Mm. You haven't paid your payroll taxes in a timely fashion. So now all of a sudden you've got fines you got to pay. All of these things can happen. Mm-hmm. And what I kind of just want to go into a little bit about what a PEO actually does. And a PEO actually, we become the backroom operations for your business. It's a co-employment relationship. A co-employment relationship means just that. We are enjoined in running your business with you, but only to the extent of we do the backroom operations. We take care of all the taxes. We make sure that everything is done in a timely fashion. We make sure that you're in compliance with all state and federal regulations, because in the state and the federal's eyes, we are the employer of record. And being the employer of record means that just that. Mm-hmm. We have to look after all of these things because they are filed under our joint federal ID numbers. So making sure that all these things get done in a timely fashion is very important to a business person, in that it lets them do what they do best, which is run their business. A lot of businesses I see, they think they know a lot about running payroll because they know a lot about running their business. Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to running their business, I don't argue with them. When it comes to running payrolls, a lot of times I have to argue with them because, no, they don't know. They think they know, but they really don't. Mm. There's too many regulations that change on a day-to-day basis in the PEO world and in the business world. And if you're not keeping up with those, then you're subject to a lot of fines and a lot of things that can go wrong in your business, which leads you to have a lot of stress that you didn't need to have. And so I invite people, just if nothing else, give me a call at 475-1555. That's area code 850. We're located here in Pensacola, 100 South Pace Boulevard. And just ask me questions. If you've got some questions about your business, ask me. I'll be more than happy just to have just a good conversation with you. No obligation. I'm not trying to sell you anything because our product will sell itself.
So I like that you said, I made a note of it, that you are partnering with businesses.
Yes.
And it's different than being a partner. You're partnering in relieving all that stress off the table.
And don't misunderstand that. We're not joining in your business.
Right.
We are just simply aiding your business as far as all the taxation, all the payrolls, all the compliance issues that go along with that. And we also can supply you with your health insurance, ancillary benefits, which are vision, dental, and things of that nature.
So when somebody sits down with you, right, in a mm-hmm. meeting, they come to you whether it's via Zoom or they're in the office with you, because you don't only not only serve here locally, but nationally, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is the biggest surprise that you find with them? Like something that a business owner is surprised with that you can help with?
Well, I mean, a lot of times what they're surprised with is the fact that they've been spending all of this money and time.
That they can save a lot of money.
They
and
can
time.
Save money. Yeah. And they didn't understand. They think that this is very expensive to do. Well, we have to pay the same things that they're paying. We have to pay state unemployment, federal unemployment, all of these different things that they have to do anyway.
Right.
And then we're just such a small portion of the payroll. They sometimes just go, wow, I thought it was a lot more than this. Well, no, it's not. We would have a hard time staying in business ourselves if we were charging everybody way too much money. And we don't do that.
Mm. So it's more affordable than what we might believe to be.
Oh, absolutely. It's a small percentage of your payroll, a very small percentage. And it's a lot less than you having to do it. And or if you had a person doing it, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
that person's going to cost you nowadays $60,000-$70,000 a year. And that's not going to happen with us.
I mean, right.
You know, it's a small percentage.
I think that's an excellent reminder. And I think, like we just mentioned at the beginning, I always think of like, oh, yeah, we have too much on our plate. But it makes, you know, what really I see it as is as business owners,
a lot of it's self-induced.
Yeah. We do it to ourselves.
They create these issues for themselves, thinking that that's the only way to do it. And
right.
It's not.
Right.
Just like I said, pick up the phone and give me a call, and I'll walk you right through everything. And then you make your own decisions.
Sure. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like they might not need every single service, but
Correct.
They might realize that every single service could help them service their customers.
Yes.
And
well,
even
it
employees.
Frees them up to go see more customers or have get more involved with their business instead of taking a, well, I had a gentleman not too long ago tell me, he said, well, I only take 2 to 3 hours a week to do payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know, that's time is money, and you spent 3 hours that you'll never get back doing all this. Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, it's cheaper for me to do it. Well, I don't know. What's your time worth? You know?
Yeah.
So I've had people even tell me, I've even had business owners tell me, well, you know, I don't even pay myself.
Mm.
Well, okay. I understand that, you know? So.
Well, actually, that kind of is a good reminder that we can't do it all.
That's right.
And maybe we're more like Dixie plates.
Yeah, that's my
like paper plates.
That's my point. You know.
Where that paper plate commercial where they put too much spaghetti on the thing.
Oh yeah,
and
the thing
just
sort of crumbles through. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That didn't work out too well.
No. And that's kind of what you start to feel in that process. I know even, you know, here locally getting to talk to different business owners and knowing some stressors behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them, like, have you talked to Avalon HR? Because they're not just HR. I mean, they can help you with their payroll. I mean, your payroll and everything.
Yeah, you know, Jen,
included.
It's I've been in this business for quite a few years, and just looking back on it, it all started out as it all started off as people just trying to find somebody to come in and do their paperwork and do their payrolls and all of that. And now it's all shifted now to health insurance and HR, and everybody's suing each other, and you have to be careful how you, you know, obviously you have to be careful how you treat your employees, because
right.
your employees are the lifeblood of your business. But there's a lot of times I've seen where business owners, they lose sight of the fact that their employees are the ones that really, really make their business go. And that's why everything is shifting to health insurance, because we can help people with that. We can help people with their HR issues. And it's good. It's real good for the businesses, because they could look at us and we can present them with several different health plans. If they really love their health plan, we can just administer their plan for them.
Mm. And like you can just vet it in?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
It's no big deal.
So you don't have to just specifically work with ours.
You can have your own health plan. We'll just make it work, you know?
So right now, with it being Wednesday, March 15th, that means we're...
Beware the Ides of March.
I know, right? Yes. So tax season, you guys are busy. How is it going with trying to juggle all the businesses that you guys manage and help?
Well, typically we see an influx of new accounts in October and November, getting ready for the new year. And now it's kind of shifted around. I was telling one of our principals the other day that I'm noticing that more people now are shopping in January and February to make the move in the second quarter of the year. And
why is that?
I don't really understand why.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's okay.
Okay.
But there's several things that happen when that happens. Your SUTA, your state unemployment taxing authority rate, that starts all over again.
Oh.
See, in Florida, the first $7,000 of wages are susceptible to SUTA and FUTA, which is your federal unemployment and your state unemployment. After an employee reaches $7,000 in wages, that cuts off.
Okay.
And once that cuts off, that reduces the employer's rate for their taxes. And a lot of people don't realize that if they don't start at the first of the year, if they want to start in the second quarter or first quarter and want to delay it to the second quarter, well, that rate will start over again, but that's not as significant if somebody wants to start in the third or fourth quarter.
Oh.
Because now you've already met what they call the cutoffs. And since you've already met those cutoffs, they wouldn't start again.
Okay.
Until you change. And if you change the business model or change over and start using a PEO or a payroll payroll company, you're going to have to start all that all over again.
Oh, no. So. Well, it costs you more? Is there a cost?
Yeah, well, it won't be a big cost change to them because they've been doing it anyway. So,
oh.
But it would be in the long run, it's cheaper for us to do it than them because our state employment rate is usually less than theirs.
And why is that though?
Because we have safety in numbers. We have so many clients.
Okay.
That our state unemployment level, and we aggressively, Stacy is aggressive on state unemployment claims.
Okay.
There's a lot of fraudulent claims. There's a lot of.
Of course.
As with anything, you know.
Yeah.
Especially like insurances and things of that nature.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine like all the stress in that too.
Oh yeah.
And then somebody gets, we talked about it when you guys were here a couple of weeks ago, like somebody gets offended or.
Yeah.
And which I is mean, like the that is the easiest word for lawsuits these days.
Oh yes.
Offended.
Yeah. Because somebody did something, said something, you know, even to the nature of, well, I don't like what you're wearing or whatever. I mean, it's become that's one thing I have noticed back years ago when I first got into this business about 13 years ago, I noticed that people, well, I've been at Avalon for 13 years, but I've been in this business about 23 years.
Yeah.
And I've noticed throughout the years that we're living in such a society now where you got to be careful what you say, what you do, even how you look at somebody. And we're, of course, versed in these things and you know, Stacy has to keep up with all of the different nuances of what goes on in the workplace. And we have meetings with different clients at certain times to show them ways to talk to their employees maybe a little bit better.
Do you also I guess, and we might have talked about this a little bit, but I think I talked about it with Stacy and you, Chip, when we were finished with the show about how business owners can avoid those different situations too, whether it's just having the guidelines in place, first of all.
Well, we'll take a look at their company book, their company employee manual. And we look at that to make sure it's all, as they say in the card business, according to Hoyle.
Yeah.
And making sure it's all good and all right. That somebody just didn't say, well, on Wednesdays, you can't wear blue. I mean, silly things like that. But there's.
Or I just don't like this today, so I'm going to make this a rule today. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I ever told you. Like, I've had pretty good bosses over the years who were understanding. And I was probably about 19 years old, so it's been a minute.
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. And he just came in and he took over as like our general manager. I worked at a pizza place, and it was a great place down in Southwest Florida. And all of a sudden, he just wanted to change rules. There was a rule book, like a handbook, right?
Yeah, employee handbook.
And we had to, I remember one day, there was like an employee walkout because he wanted, he made an eating station like for our breaks. Mm-hmm. Where you would get a 30-minute break if you worked like this amount of time, 15 if you worked further, you know what I mean? Anyways, all these different guidelines that were already in place. And he changed it. You weren't ever allowed to leave once you were on shift. You were never allowed to leave the building, not even to go across the street to get like a drink from Starbucks. Because it was in a little shopping plaza thing. You know, so down in Southwest Florida, we have all the outdoor shopping plazas. Oh, sure. You walk around. Yep. You know what
know
I'm talking
what?
About?
Know well.
Yes. You're a Southwest Floridian, so you know. But we were like, okay. So we were like, all right, that's not bad. Maybe it's because we get busy. It was, you know, we quote unquote in season. And in season down south was...
Right now.
That's when you made your most money as a server.
Yeah, the seasons down there are just opposite what they are up here.
It's so funny. But I remember we stayed there and he didn't like that. And so he ended up making us this little folding like card table next to where we kept all of the poison, like all the cleaners. Yeah. I'm talking like the toilet cleaners and all of that. And he was like, you have to stay right there. And we have to watch you. I have to watch you take your break so I know what you're doing on your break. And I was like, but it's my break. I'm not. And eventually it was just so uncomfortable because all these rules were just he didn't like not having control. And I think business owners have gotten a lot better in the past or in the recent 20 years almost. But now I'm like, you can't just do that. The reason why you have a business like Avalon HR come in, a PEO come in and help create it is, you know, well, number one, you can't just like force your employees to do things on their break. You know, no. That's like red flag. But having somebody walk you through the process of, okay, this is how we're going to have the employee handbook set up will help avoid those moments where you have an employee walk out.
What we do is we sit down with the business owner and we discuss with them about their employee handbook. And what do you want to add? Let us take a look at what you want to put in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make sure it's legal. I mean,
that's a good process.
Well, I've seen people come up with some really dandies, but
I can't even imagine what you see. It'd be hilarious.
Well, the basics are that it's just a guideline for employees to go by, and let's make sure that they understand and adhere to it.
Well, I think it's also like a form of protection for
everybody. For everybody.
Right?
For everybody.
Stacey is kind of, how she kind of has described it.
It is.
It's just a method of protection for not only the business owner, but the employee as well, and an understanding of what's expected.
Right. Look, we have a company uniform, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you need to wear that company uniform to work. If you show up in a tank top and shorts, and you're supposed to be waiting on customers at a drive-through type environment, well, that's not part of the uniform, and you need to either change or go home and change, whatever.
Right.
But it was in the manual and you signed off on that acknowledging that you read this and you knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're somewhere on the beach, you know.
Right.
So we see different things and we try to help people with all of that to make sure that it passes muster and make sure that it's all legal. And on the other side of that, in industrial type businesses, I write safety manuals for the businesses.
Mm.
And I also they should have a safety meeting at least once every 2 weeks, but at least once a month, and get everybody together and just kind of go over some of these safety notes. And I had somebody call me not too long ago and says, gosh, I'm running out of topics to talk about. No problem. I'll give you a whole new set of topics.
Yeah.
And I can do that. I can download a whole bunch of topics for them that I keep. And put it into a sheet type form for them, and they can cover all these topics, or I'll come by and talk to them.
Right.
I've been through the OSHA courses myself.
It reminds me of the episode of The Office. It's literally called Safety Training. And if you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's watermelons and trampolines.
Yeah, that's so out there. That's cute, though.
That's the opposite of what we should be doing. Yeah. I think it's a great reminder this time of year, whether it is payment plans, insurance plans, onboarding or offboarding, employee exiting, I don't know, employee handbooks, HR issues, or solutions, actually, let's call it that. A PEO can help you, and Avalon HR is local. They're right here off of Pace Boulevard, right on Pace Boulevard, right pretty much on the cusp of downtown Pensacola, heading to the...
We're very convenient to the business community, regardless of really where you're located.
Very centralized.
I know businesses do a lot of businesses with PEOs that are down in South Florida, which I don't really understand that, but because we can do 100% of what they do, and we're right around the corner.
Sure.
So if somebody messes a paycheck up, instead of having to wait a couple of days to get it replaced or having that deposit put back in or whatever the case may be, if there's an issue that we find out about, I can go handle it within 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So. And it's kind of nice too, even not like we're trying to sign up Stacy to do more work, but like when it comes to an employee handling an employee or a situation, or maybe doing a full onboarding for new employees for your business, right? Yeah. You're opening up a new restaurant and you need all new employees, right?
Right.
Having somebody help you plan that in the training process.
And we can even help you with that. We help several businesses vet their new employees.
Oh, that's really cool.
And we can do extensive background checks, no background checks. We can do MVR checks, motor vehicle registration checks. We can do whatever you need to do, and we're versed in it, versus you trying to sit around and look in a phone book and try to figure out who to call, or go online and try to figure out who does this and who does that. All you need to do is make one call to us and we'll do it for you.
Yeah, you guys will take care of
the rest. We'll take care of all of it.
I think that's a great great way to wrap up this morning, is one phone call and
you
Chip and the
all.
Team will take care of it. I think that will just take all of the stress on the plate, all that extra spaghetti sauce. Remove it so you can enjoy
it somewhere
else.
We'll put it back on the plate.
Yeah, exactly. Avalon HR, of course, want to thank Chip Wood, the VP of Sales and Marketing, for joining us this morning here on Pep Talk. You can find them online, avalonhr.com, or call anytime, 850-475-1555.
You got it.
I work there.
Come on down.
Located on South Pace Boulevard, right here in the heart of Pensacola. If anything that we just talked about, you want to call and mention that you heard it on Pep Talk and you want to know a little bit more about something specific, call Chip today. He's waiting for you. And then even if you're running a small business, or just starting a brick and mortar, or you work for a larger business and you're just getting things out of hand, or getting things, you know.
Sure.
It's the plate.
I have a lot of startup businesses that come to us and they just say, which direction do I go in?
Yep.
Just give me a call. I'll help you out.
All right, Chip. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks with Avalon HR.